Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Radio Islam International News Roundup. My name is Anisa Isak and I will be keeping you company for the short period of time that we have available to us this afternoon. Well, we are speaking now to Roshan Dadu. She is the BDS National Convener and part of the PSA organizers of a protest march that is taking place at the moment in Sandton with regards or in solidarity with the Palestinians as we see what has been taking place globally. We've been watching as these scenes unfold from Palestine, and we are going to find out more from Roshan with regards to the protest march that is the moment taking place in Sandton, as I said. Roshan, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you. Salams, and thank you for having us on the show.
It's a pleasure. I know you probably stuck out there with a lot of people around you and probably raring to get going as well. How is the turnout this afternoon?
Well, it's actually excellent. I mean, obviously, it was called at short notice. It's the SABDS coalition that called the this picket. And yes, we're really pleased that so many people, South Africans, feel so strongly that they want to show their support for the Palestinians, the support for Palestinian resistance, both in Jerusalem after the atrocious, appalling storming of the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Friday, and then repeatedly after that, as well as, of course, the people who've been forcibly removed from Sheikh Jarrah. And then today, of course, people in Gaza.
Yes, have been attacked. Absolutely. So what was your, or what is your agenda for today?
Well, we're outside the Israeli Trade Office in Sandton. And we're really bringing the message home that we think we can't do trade and business as normal with an abnormal state, with an apartheid state. So we yesterday sent an open letter to Minister Naledi Pandor of Durco to say that enough is enough. It's time for South Africa to take a leading role, to stand up, to say it's apartheid that's taking place in Israel, and that we can't continue to deal with them in any way whatsoever, ever, diplomatically, trade, sports, academic. We have to cut all ties and isolate the apartheid country, as people did with apartheid South Africa, which gave us a lot of help in our struggle.
Yes. So are you also calling for the closure of the Israeli embassy?
Yes, we are. We think the time has come to cut ties altogether, diplomatic, trade, and also to call for full-on sanctions, to use our role. We're respected in the United Nations. We're respected also because of the way in which the international community imposed sanctions on apartheid South Africa. And so it's only morally and politically right that we are prepared to stand up in the UN and call for sanctions, call for an arms embargo, and call out Israel as an apartheid state.
Mm-hmm. Have you handed over the memorandum as yet?
We haven't. We're not handing over a memorandum today. I don't think we even want to give them that much satisfaction. We did write an open letter to our government, to Minister Pandor, as I said, and we're also planning to hand over a memorandum making demands on our government as to what we think they should be doing in solidarity with the Palestinians at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it took a while before President Cyril Ramaphosa actually responded this morning.
Yes, it took far too long. I mean, this is exactly the problem. There's always this terrible delay. Other countries who have no moral cause to be doing so expressed condemnation at least 2 days ago, and we were still not saying anything at that level. There was a statement from Durco on the 8th of the month, but it was a very, very weak statement. It was referring to the peace process repeatedly, when the peace process has been dead in the water for at least 2 decades, and it refuses to really call out Israel as an apartheid state that therefore needs to be sanctioned and isolated.
Well, Israel has not stopped, but basically it's increased its oppression and destruction in Al-Aqsa with another attack on Gaza last night. Have you heard anything more from some of the people that you may have contact with in Gaza?
Not directly, no. I mean, I think everyone is just in a complete state. I know with some of the people we know who are providing medical assistance, it seems like injuries, particularly of children and particularly people being shot in the eyes, is increasing there, which is just horrific. It's just so horrific to see, you know, videos of people who are there sending those small snippets out on social media. But hopefully it makes the world wake up and makes South Africa and our government wake up to the reality that it's an apartheid oppressive state, and that we have to do something. We have to take action against it.
And then one last question for you, Rishan, before we let you go. What else do you have planned? I think there are a few other events taking place over the weekend as well.
Yes, there's a picket in Cape Town today outside Parliament. And then there's also on the weekend on Nakba Day, there's going to be a motorcade in Joburg and a few other places to deliver the memorandum to government offices. But we wanted to do that on Nakba Day to make the point that this is a continuing Nakba. And there's also going to be, I think, something happening in Kibera on the Sunday, a march.
Okay.
So those are the things I know about, but hopefully people will also be, you know, taking actions around the country.
Yes, definitely. Well, I think South Africans basically know what they have to do when it comes to Palestine, and I see a lot of people who do mobilize across South Africa on those specific days that, you know, we know Palestine or the Palestinians are holding marches or protests, and we stand in solidarity with them. But I hope that seeing the other events taking place, if people want to find out, I'm sure social media is where they need to look.
Absolutely, yes. Please do look at the BDS Coalition social media, Palestine Solidarity Alliance and Palestine Solidarity Campaign, also the South African Jews for a Free Palestine. You'll find all the information on there.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Rishan. We appreciate it, and all the best for the rest of the protest action this afternoon.
Thanks very much. Thank
you. You're welcome. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.